And of course the other one said, I thought it was a duck. I guess you had to be there. Are we starting on here?
Jeez. always fun here. KZSU Stanford, 9:45, which of course is Prell time. That means time for the Papa Prell Show, highly controversial, another edition of Controversy with yours truly, Papa Prell. We got a dynamite show for you this week. Topic tonight is Bye Bye Biden. Was he living on borrowed time? Yeah, well, as you're all familiar, I'm sure, Senator Biden resigned from the race, it was last week here. And, that totals the number of two. And, well, heck, you know, September's not even over yet. And so far, two Democrats have fallen out of the running there. And, hopefully more to come. I don't know. But, you know, I heard a funny joke the other day that instead of calling them the seven dwarves, they're calling them the seven little Indians there. And then there were none. Get it? Anyway, it brings up some interesting questions here. Of course, after Senator Hart, and of course now Senator Biden, we see the press getting on the aggressive bandwagon here and seeking and delving deep into the history of many of our candidates and trying to do an expose, if I can say that word on the air, trying to do expose on them and, discover a little dirt, you know, some dirty laundry there. Now, I'll grant you this, Gary Hart asked for it, he challenged him there, but as far as I know, Senator Biden didn't, and lo and behold, he's out of the running. Well, you know, quite frankly, I'm a little concerned here, because Senator Biden, as you may or may not be aware, was the only moderate candidate that the Democrats had to offer. All the others are radicals there. But, maybe someone else will step in, you know, we still got several more months here. I want to hear what you have to say, though. The special Prell hotline is, of course, area code 415-725-4868. Am I saying that slow enough? Are people out there having a chance to write that down? 725-4868. There's always someone that misses the boat there, but we're interested to hear what you have to say about it. And give me a second here to adjust my microphone, please. how's that? Much better? Am I clear now? My engineer. He's always shaking his head. I know, you know. Anyway. Hi there. You know, one day he was in here with a camera there. I'm a little concerned about bringing cameras in the studio there. Because, there's some people that don't, agree with what I have to say. And that's all right. You know, it's America. It's a free country. But, my son, of course, he was assassinated. So, you know, you can't be too careful with these things. But that's not the topic. The topic tonight is Senator Biden. Is he living on borrowed time? We got a caller. Let's see what he has to say about it. Here on the controversial show, Controversy. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to call and say that Joe Biden is really an American hero.
An American hero, eh?
Yeah, and I think that the way he got drummed out is really like the Republicans and Reagan and the whole thing. They're just really coming down on the guy because he's doing a real good number on Bork.
Oh, now wait a minute here, pal. Just back up a second here. Wait a minute. Carla. How did Reagan and the Republicans have anything
to do
with this?
After him, it's really clear. I mean, do you think that the press just goes ahead and goes after, like, this guy is a totally decent human being.
Uh-huh.
He's just doing a job in the judiciary thing. And
oh, really?
Slam him out of the presidency.
Slam him,
like
eh?
That, just because he has the courage to get
let me just say something here, Carla. In the interest of two sides here, I didn't exactly see anybody twisting his arm up there while he was sitting there speaking to the press and resigning. What was going on there? Was someone holding a gun to his head or something? I mean, I agree, you know, there was a curtain behind him, but his wife was there. She looked a little terrified, but he was making jokes and everything. It looked like to me. What do you think?
I don't know where you're coming off from with, you know, okay, nobody had a gun to his head. The press hounded him out. Who dug up that stuff?
Okay, wait a minute. Just back up, Colin. Are you suggesting that the press is ran by the Republicans? Because, we just got out of 9 months of horror with the Iran-Contra affair.
Well, that was different.
Who started that? That was the press, right?
Well, that was different because,
yeah.
I mean, in
oh, that was
case,
a different press.
Like, okay, once in a while the press, like, goes out and does something right because
oh, really?
The constitutional guarantees, the same ones that Bork's trying to slam, of course.
Oh, Bork, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who brought
right.
Bork
whole,
into this?
That's what the whole thing is about.
You know, as a matter of fact, yeah, it's very interesting that you brought up Bork because, as far as I'm concerned, it's the press that's sitting there hounding him the most. You know, they're throwing all these extreme titles at him and making him come across like he's an extremist or something. Digging.
Oh, come on. You know that the guy is like some kind of radical nut cuckoo
radical,
or something.
Well, you know, it's interesting here, because the people that are sitting there defending Biden there are saying, well, he said this way back in law school. But the people that are attacking Bork have no problems with saying, well, he said, you know, so what if it was 20 years ago, back in 1965? He still said it, and that's very important.
They're attacking Biden with.
Oh, really?
Biden, they're just after Biden because he stood up.
Oh, he stood up,
said
did he?
What he believed in.
Oh, he believes in plagiarism? Is that what you're coming from?
I hope he runs for president in 4 years. And in fact,
in 4 years?
Yeah, I think he'd be a very strong candidate. Look at the style and the grace with which he resigned.
The style of grace.
The mannerism with which he's handling the whole crisis.
You mean the jokes, the laughter, the ha-ha, knee-slapping...
Yeah, I think that's a good indication that this is, you know, one heck of a guy.
Let me ask you a question here, Carla.
It's a real shame.
Wait a minute. Let me just ask you a question here, Carla. What would you think if your president sat up there and was laughing around and making jokes while he was...
If it were Joe Biden,
State of the Union address.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, yeah? Well, you know, one of the things he said that was particularly funny, at least for me, was hearing him say that he didn't have time to run for the presidency now because of the judiciary hearings, which, as we all know, is exactly what he was doing to groom himself for the presidency. He was hoping to get all that free publicity there. But it was a big joke there. Did you believe that?
He wasn't grooming himself.
Oh, he wasn't grooming himself. Uh-huh.
He's just somebody who had to... Actually, if he wanted to be president, the thing he should have done was not oppose Bork, because he could have known that Reagan and probably the CIA and everybody else was out there digging up stuff on him
on Bork? They're digging up the
Biden.
Stuff on Bork. On Biden, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Little Freudian slip there. Well, it's an interesting comment you had there, caller, but we got another call. Let's see what they have to say. Thanks a lot, Pearl. Show you on the air.
Man, that guy who just got done talking to is like a fascist, man. I think that guy is a dork.
A fascist, eh?
Yeah, I mean, he sounds like a communist. I think I would really like to kick him in the head.
You like to kick him in the head, eh?
Yeah, well, I really would.
Where do you think he's coming from there?
I think he's coming from Polk Street.
Polk Street, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of Biden, then?
I really don't care, because all them guys are double talkers.
Double talkers?
Yeah.
Like double talkers?
All people in Congress and all them senators and stuff, all they do is once you vote, and once they get in, they screw you.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, you can't win, you know?
You can't win, eh?
No, you can't.
Well, you know, pal, I have to admit, I like your attitude on politics there. I may not agree with it, but I like it. And
yeah.
As a special compliment to you, we're going to give you a special Classics Pizza. Cab Classics Pizza at 340 University Avenue there in Palo Alto. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just stay on the line, and they'll take care of you. Thanks for calling. I'll put you on hold,
but
you just wait, okay?
Hey, can I say one more thing?
One more thing. Go ahead, Carla.
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my friend Kevin Delaney.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks.
I hope I didn't lose him there. Pearl Show, you on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say one thing. And Joe Biden, didn't he say that that he was at the top of his class and he really wasn't? That's what the whole issue was about, wasn't it?
Well, it was that, and he also made some other comments about, he was lifting other people's speeches and repeating them without giving him credit there.
Okay, I just wanted the caller before the other one to know that. He wasn't telling the truth.
Uh-huh. What do you think of the other Democratic hopefuls? Do you think they got dirt on them that they're going to discover here in the next few weeks?
Oh, I'm sure the Republicans will do that.
The Republicans? So you think the Republicans were up to this, eh?
Yes.
Well, they're saying that Gephardt was the one that sent the tape into the New York Times. That's the inside story there, Carla. And as you're aware, Gephardt is a Democrat there. I mean, there is competition to become president even among the Democrats.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that kind of blows your Republican theory, doesn't it?
You're right.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, I can't argue with success there. Thanks
okay,
for calling.
Right.
We'll take another caller.
Okay.
I'll show you on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say this, giving a pizza away to the guy who had a really inarticulate mouth and went off on the first guy who called who was really rather intelligent is just, it's ridiculous.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, listen here, pal. You know, I give away pizza to whoever I feel like, and that goes for, as far as you're concerned. You don't get any. I'll show you on the air.
Papa.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to tell you I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you there, caller.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any attitudes on Biden there? Do you think Biden bit the big one?
Why don't you? Biden bit the big one. There you go, Papa. That's a good line. Why don't you run for president, Papa?
Well, you know, I'd like to, pal, but I'm a little bit old, you know. I'm old enough. I retired, you know.
Oh, you've retired, huh?
I think I could do more here because, you know, as soon as you become president, everyone sits there and criticizes you.
You think anyone listens to this show, Papa?
Oh, well, here you are, Carla. Need I say more? Yeah. Anyway, we appreciate those calls, but the new number is 725-4868. That's 725-4868, and we're interested in some different callers there.
that have something different to say. I mean, if I want criticism, I only have to walk down the street. You know, I get plenty of that. What I want to hear is some interesting political commentary here on KZSU Stanford. That's how we have this show. 725-4868. And, of course, that's a 415 area code. But while we have waiting for those new callers there, and I might mention, we do have some more pizza to give away here. I'm not promising anything, but who knows if we get the right caller there. Classics Pizza gives it to us. And we're anxious as ever to give it away. Classics Pizza on 340 University Avenue, of course, on Palo Alto. Classic Pizza. Anyway, the topic, of course, is Biden. And it brings up some interesting commentary. I'm going to take this guy right off the phone. What do you have to say there, caller, about Biden? What do you think of him?
I'm not calling about Biden. I had some of that pizza there.
Really? Well, I'll let you talk to the person. I'll put you on hold and you can talk to him because we're getting some other callers here, okay? Just kidding, of course. You know, we've only got 15 minutes, so I figure we need some original callers, and here's one right now. Prell, show you on the air. Go ahead, caller. Oh, well, that's the best comment we had all night. I think that's that old Bob fella. He sits there and he listens. He never says anything, which is quite all right with me. But I just wish that maybe he'd, do it a little more often there, because he always waits until we're getting the good callers and we're dumping them, and that's a little bit unfair, you know? Unfair because we're ridding ourselves of potentially good comments in order to hear him hang up. But I like Bob. I appreciate all our listeners out there in KZSU Stanford. But nevertheless, the topic is Biden. And the Democratic hopefuls are kind of shaping up now as we're getting down to the meat of the matter. We got another caller. See what they have to say. Go ahead, caller.
Papa Prell, how are you tonight?
Very fine, thank you.
Good, good. I listened to your show, and, it sounds a lot like, judging by the intelligence of the comments, that Stanford students are back because he's sounding pretty stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, you go over there to Foothill or something there, caller?
That's right. No, I go to Stanford. I know Stanford students. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that, I'm a good Democrat, but I love Robert Bork. And
oh,
I
really?
Yeah.
You like Robert Bork? Well, tell me, who's your Democratic hopeful? Who you're hoping will run for president here?
Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson, eh?
That's right.
What do you like about Jesse?
He's black.
Oh, really? So
that's
you?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
You don't think he's a dark? Well, you don't think he's a
He's a dark horse, all right, but, that's the way I like him.
Oh, you like him, unlikely candidate. Okay, well.
Yeah, you never go back.
Uh-huh. You never go back. Well, that's an interesting comment there, and I respect you for it there, caller.
All right.
Maybe you can call back some other time, but we got another caller here. Let's see what they have to say. Pearl, show you on the air.
Man, I can't believe that guy who just called up says he loves Bork.
You love Bork? Oh, you don't love Bork?
I hate him.
Why is that?
Because he's got his own, he's a radical. And that
he's a radical, eh? You don't like radicals?
No.
Oh, okay.
And that dude who just calls, he's capping, but, he's capping on people who go to Stanford, but yet he goes to Stanford, so I guess he caps on himself.
Yeah, that does seem a little bit hypocritical there.
I know.
But maybe at the same time,
He loves Jesse Jackson.
I guess that says a lot about the people that support Jesse Jackson, then, eh?
Well, I mean, I don't have nothing against Jesse Jackson.
Oh, okay.
That
well, no, me neither. I mean, great guy. Uh-huh.
I mean, that guy's a dork, too.
Jesse is?
No, the dude who just called.
Oh, the dude that just called.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think that dude is a total geek.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me what it is that, just because someone's a radical, though, I mean, Jesse Jackson's a radical, but you apparently like him, but you hate Bork. What's the deal here?
Well, I just don't like Bork's point of view.
Oh, you don't like his point of view?
His theories and stuff, his beliefs.
Uh-huh.
He's just like kind of iffy. He's trying to change, since, he's going to be like in the judge and stuff.
Uh-huh. Well, last time I heard he was going to try to interpret the Constitution, but maybe that's a geek attitude, eh?
Oh, no.
Original intent, you don't agree with that?
No.
Oh, you don't approve of original intent, eh?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Let's see what these other callers have to say. Prell, show you on the air.
Yeah, I just called, and that guy who you just called me an idiot,
Uh-huh.
I don't think he's been thinking about his viewpoints at all, because my viewpoint is based on fact. Now, look, Bork's a good judge,
good
and
judge,
I'm not a conservative.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're not a conservative, eh?
No, I'm not a conservative, but I think that Reagan has the right to appoint who he wants, and just because uh-huh. I don't agree with him, he's still uh-huh. a good judge.
Well,
sounds
someone...
like your other callers haven't been thinking very hard.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe he's on the other line. Let's see what he has to say. Prell, show you on the air.
Go away. I'm intelligent.
Oh, boy. Well, I think that about says it all there. I'm always interested in those alternative viewpoints. Go ahead, caller, you on the air.
Man, I would really like to know where that dude lives, because I would knock his teeth out. This dude looks
oh, really?
Like a... He's probably...
Hey, well, maybe he'll give another call here.
Yeah,
we're having some real action here tonight.
He probably goes to the library,
uh-huh,
sits behind with 3-inch thick glasses.
Oh, really?
And
3 inches thick, eh?
Poems.
Do you have glasses, caller? Would you hit someone that has glasses, caller? Because I've got glasses. They're not 3 inches.
This dude seems like a total radical geek.
Well, you know what? Hey, listen, pal. You know, I didn't like what he had to say either, so what I'm going to do for you is supply you with a little free pizza there. Would you like that?
No.
Really? Well, that's fine because we got another caller. I was hoping that would give you some strength here. But,
yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Well, if you want it, you can stay on hold there. That, of course, is made possible by Classics Pizza. I'll put you on hold, and let's see what this other caller has to say. Are you there?
Yeah, Papa.
Uh-huh.
Papa, I just want to say, those two guys that are getting all mad at each other, tell them to meet someplace tonight and have a big fight.
Oh, hey, I like that idea.
It sounds good, huh?
Where do you think's a good place for them, caller?
I don't know. Find out where they live. Like, down at...
We're out of time, but I tell you what, why don't we tell them to meet at Hoover, and there, anyone and everyone that agrees with them, we can have a big ruckus there.
Yeah,
and we'll report it on
Papa.
Next week, huh? Okay, thanks for calling. But I'll show you on the air. Last comment.
I just like to say this going off on everybody else is just really ridiculous. Let's get back to the subject.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but maybe next week at 9:45 we'll pick up where we left off, okay?
No!
Okay. Prowl Show, last comment. Okay, that was Bob again. Of course, that winds it up for this week's exciting installment. I'm gonna be at Tower, Hoover Tower. I wanna see this going on here. Anyone that likes action, that might be the place to go there. Tune in again 9:45 next week for another exciting installment. Maybe one of the losers or one of the victors will give us a call, the only person to survive. Until next week, this is Papa Prell saying, God bless.